Okay, welcome. Welcome back to another edition of Immunize Wisely. Okay, we're ready. I believe we're ready. Frank was having a little bit of problems with their, what they call the encoder. So he was just warning me that the fade in and fade out feature may be a little difficult. And sometimes my music, I don't hear it as well. And that, a lot of people want me to change my music, but I won't. What can I say? It's part of my show. So, I want to welcome everyone to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is April 29th, 2023, and it is really heating up around there. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccines, injections of all kinds, big pharma in general, that's clearly being censored from the public today. Thank God we have alternative media to tell us what's going on, because we want everyone, especially patriots, to make the only informed choice, which is, of course, complete avoidance and refusal. We have a lot of great information on our websites. VaccineTruth.com is a redirect to our main page, but it's what we put out. If I do radio interviews and stuff, VaccineTruth.com is easy to remember. VaccineTruth.net mirrors our exemption pages, but our main website is VacLib, VAC for vaccination, LIB for liberation, .org. We also grab .com because a lot of people forget that it's .org. So if you go to .com, it'll redirect. My business website is humbleweed.net. Now, that's for networking. It's not .com because I foolishly talked on the phone too much about my new website before I actually grabbed it. And so they wanted a lot of money for it. So I said, well, I'm a networker anyway. I'll just do .net. Anyhow, that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of big pharma, drugs, vaccines, chemicals, microwave radiation, etc. I mean, it's definitely, clear that we're under assault on all levels. Fifth-generation warfare, in fact, is a great article. They have the video and the transcript at RBN. So you can go into that news feed. James Corbett is always on it. Very excellent. I'm so glad to see that on RBN. So you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. We do have a chat room for the show. I want to give a shout out to Mer Bailey. She created the chat room, and I use the heck out of it, and she does too. So I'm so thankful for her creating and hosting it and adding important content there. I went ahead and dropped everything I'm going to be sharing the first 20 minutes of the show. So to participate in the chat room, go to Immunize Wisely, and Wisely is stylized with a Z to match Immunize. So immunizewisely.chatango.com, cha-tango or chat-a-n-go. Whatever you want to, however you want to see it, and then .com. So it's, two dots in there, immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. And, if you go to any of the archives, I usually put a link to the chat room too. And I like it because, when the show's over and you grab the archives, you can still go to the chat room and get a lot of information that we share throughout the show. And according to Mer Bailey, it lasts for about 4 weeks, but the chat room's been pretty busy. I would count on maybe 3 weeks. So, I want to remind everyone how important it is to continually support this network. It's not easy. We got kind of a cutback on the amount they were getting from cells of hemp paste, and that was a real bite, and I wasn't real happy with Brad and Sheila about all that, but I don't get any overrides from it, and it's just, what can I say, they went up to full price and we're not getting as much of a cut. So, and we don't have any discount codes or any way of really promoting it other than just grab the retail price. So And then, you know, anyway, it's the way it is. You know, I'm looking at some other options for RBN and myself, but, you know, in the meantime, we're going to just stick with that. But there's other ways of supporting the network, even, you know, $10 a month, you know, just an automatic withdrawal out of your account or a charge card is huge. It helps immensely. And I know for myself, this is a really important venue for me, and several of the hosts are really amazing and do the deep dive research. So I'm really, you know, glad to be part of this network. So anyway, without much further ado, you know, I do get some calls periodically from people that don't have the internet, or if they do, they're trying to access it on their phone. And so there's some questions about the urine therapy. So I had Tommy in Tennessee. You know, I was supposed to call him back. I just got really busy. So what can I say? Things happen. But he thinks I should go into, well, how am I using it? I'm pretty intuitive. I mean, you know, I've decided I'm just going to, you know, gather all my urine. And whatever I'm not drinking, I will gather into a bucket or a jar or whatever, and mix it with water and sprinkle it all over the yard. So after I heard that one gal say that her turnips got huge, I'm noticing, you know, just doing a little bit of my plants, they're looking really healthy. And we're having a heat wave here. It's like 82 right now. That's like, I mean, it was just freezing at night, you know, last week. I mean, actually less than a week ago. So it's not freezing at night, and all of a sudden it's 82 in the day. So this is the hot day. I'm like, wow, that really is a change. But anyhow, things are greening up nicely. So especially with urine therapy on your plants, because, you know, I mean, why waste it? You know, I mean, if you're not going to drink all of it, then you might as well, you know, put it on your plants. I thought that was a great idea, and especially if I'm not going to spend a bunch of time aging it out. So I've been sharing. There's some such great stuff on that website, urotherapyresearch.com. I mean, I went ahead and shared with a couple people that are dealing with inguinal hernias. And the idea with a hernia is that the only thing you can do is surgery. Well, I'm pretty against surgery. Well, this is was the suggestion, is that you age the urine. It increases the stem cell content in the urine by aging it like by 4 days. So you're just leaving it out. And then I like the colamide. Most people know that, you know, you get older, an enema is a real drag. You're like laying on the floor, getting up, laying on the floor, getting up. So with a colamide, it's like the next best thing to a colonic, and it's in the privacy of your bathroom. And so you can fill up your bucket or whatever with just a gallon of urine that you've collected. And you can water it down if you want to or not. I would just do it straight and hold it in as long as I can for the effect of the stem cells. And they suggest that for any kind of intestinal complaints. Well, you know, people have colitis, they have strictures, diverticulitis, they have all kinds of problems from, eating the American diet, or the SAD, you know, standard American diet, they call it the SAD diet. So it, you know, you're getting, you know, pasty, you know, breads, meat, all those kinds of things cause a lot of problems in your colon. So there's not, I mean, when Dr. Schultz was researching and Dr. Bernard Jensen, there was no such thing as a healthy American colon unless they grew up, you know, on raw foods and, you know, juicing and, you know, a really, really healthy diet, which is just pretty unheard of today. So anyway, these kinds of things, you know, so if you have a tear, like an inguinal hernia, this could help, you know, actually regenerate that tissue and repair the tear. So I'm encouraging someone I know to do it and report back to me, because he's able to control it a lot with Wim Hof breathing techniques and diet, but it tends to come back. So I'm encouraging him to, you know, make this a regular part of his routine, you know, to keep his colon clean, and then hold the urine in there for, you know, 5-10 minutes, empty it out, you know, and just keep doing that until you empty out the 4-day-old urine. And so we're going to see. I'm really into Dr. Edward Group. He's doing a great job. Well, I better get on with it. Oh, my gosh. There's so much to talk about, and I don't know where to go next. I did post that I'm on Dr. Anna Mihalcea. I don't know how you say it, Mihalcea. She has a great Substack, and she posts all her shows there. Well, she was on with Maria Z on the Alex Jones Show, and to expose the transhumanist agenda to digitize and surveil the global population. So it was a really excellent show. But she has other things on there too, on her website. And I put that, like I said, all in the chat room. Her latest thing is Dr. John Coleman and the Club of Rome, and that's great historical backdrop, you know, for this agenda that we're seeing play out, you know, the global New World Order hitting us on all fronts. And then she also did another one that ties in perfectly to last week's show with Jenna and Tony P. I just say P. It's Panalesco, you know, I never can say his name right. It's some Italian name, but it's the nanotechnology, cybernetic, and the creation of these hive minds. And, you know, the other things I posted were Children's Health Defense. I had a couple great articles. One was Raincoats, Undies, School Uniforms. Are Your Clothes Dripping in Forever Chemicals? And, I mean, we're talking, like, name brands, you know, Eddie Bauer, you know, what's the popular one? You know, Land's End or, the one I'm thinking of. You know, I'm not really a name brand person, but you know, a lot of, you know, name brands are using these PFAs. And so they're saying this is leading, you know, they're wearing it right next to their skin, and it's actually leading to the epidemic of thyroid issues. So it's not just the wireless, it's these forever chemicals that are screwing up, because that's a huge issue that needs to be addressed, is the epidemic of thyroid disorders and people that are find themselves taking thyroid medication. And then there, the other article that Children's Health Defense has is, and I thought this was really interesting, FCC, you know, the Federal Communications Commission, orders a review of the behemoth 5G towers being installed throughout New York City. The installer of a 32-foot-tall 5G towers in New York City failed to complete the required environmental and historic preservation rules prior to beginning construction of the towers. And so they're ordering that they be halted and that they be taken down, you know, ahead of a review. Well, this is the very first time the FCC has ever enforced that rule. We call it a NEPA review. That's the National Environmental Preservation Act. And the other one is the National Historical Preservation Act. Well, we require those. We're on our city councils and say, yeah, you can't approve this project until it goes through these reviews. And we're trying to get all of them to have these ordinances, you know, do all this at the local level, because the FCC hasn't updated any of their stuff since 1996. And they might as well be the CDC of, you know, big tech. You know, it's a revolving door. They do anything big tech wants. And so we're constantly in this fight. And, you know, what I had to, what really hit me is that the In Power movement, that's InPowerMovement.org, it's just been a few months since they got their forms, their website totally right. And I found out why they were actually infiltrated. Every web person they hired with all their memberships and donation, and this is pre-COVID, were sabotaged. They basically got to a certain point and says, well, we can't do it anymore. So they took the money and ran. And finally, some big tech person said, my God, this is really important. And they volunteered to do it right and didn't expect to get payment. So I'm sure they're relying on some of the current memberships to go ahead and help pay these people. But, you know, people are starting to use the Empower Movement's notice of liability and serving these people personally. That would be the FCC, your county, your state, you know, your city council, and that would even include people in the planning and zoning, because the city council people say, well, it has to go through planning and zoning, and then they're just, you know, they're not elected, and they're getting a really good salary, so they don't think they have to do anything. And so meanwhile, you know, big tech runs amok. And so we had this incident locally, and their answer was, well, call the FCC. They'll tell Verizon to turn down their tower. Oh, right. You know, I mean, that should be in your ordinance, that, you know, and you should have a thing like, you know, we have in one of the cities here, you know, where they actually can monitor the output. And it's part of the FCC's rules that you're delivering the service for the minimum amount of power output. None of these towers are at the minimum amount of power to deliver the service that they're purportedly so important to us. These are jacked up super high. And so even the Epoch Times reported of a recent case. Oh my God, I'm going to run out of time. But I'll post that. Came in today. Recent case of severe microwave syndrome reveals problems with 5G. So there's like multiple people. This is like in Europe and all over the world, where people that were very, very healthy all of a sudden getting really sick after the installation of these PET towers. So the thing, I'm not going to have time to go through all this, but one thing I thought was really, really important is, right now, 500,000 Chinese nationals are waiting to get through the southern border. That's huge. Waiting for April 11th, Title 42 is, you know, I mean, is this what's going on here? And so Michael Yon, he posted the video that is a Chinese infomercial, How to Invade the United States. So you can see that yourself. That was posted, I think, April 28th. Just like yesterday, and it's amazing. This is absolutely legit, he says, and he would know. And then, you know, of course, the child trafficking thing is huge. There are 85,000 children who crossed into the USA that are completely unaccounted for. Oh my gosh. And then what I think is really important is the Michelle Moore Show bombshells that the Health and Human Services whistleblower, Tara Lee Rodas, she shows, and that was on how the U.S. government acts as a middleman in the trafficking of migrant children. She was actually employed by the Biden administration, and she started documenting that, you know, they have these people at one end. I mean, they're all getting money for this, and they're literally being sponsored by traffickers. They are not vetted at all. And she was seeing that they were paying these sponsors, which are the, you know, they're the criminals that are, you know, hiring these children. They have to pay for their way over there. So they have the, the cartels, you know, that have them on the hook. So these children have to work it off either through sex trafficking or, working, you know, long hours at these factories. It's absolutely horrible. It's a disgrace, and that needs to be watched. So I'm not going to go into any more. I'm going to bring on my guests, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I posted on the chat room. So pay attention to that.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
I had two things I really wanted to mention. This should actually be in the news feed. I'm going to send something to Mike to post because, you know, they were trying to keep this a secret that Russia had used a Kinzhal. I mean, he destroyed their huge base of operations under Kiev. That was the night of March 8th, 9th. You know, this is way bad. And now they're ready to... You know, we're actually, NATO and the U.S. is actually trying to do a strike and murder Putin in his own country. They're finding his whereabouts. I mean, it's getting really, really ugly. But even, you know, that was way back in March. It was like this big secret. It was posted on Veterans Today on the 14th of March, you know, 4 days after it happened. A lot of us knew it. But Newsweek, it's even in Newsweek. That and we don't have any weapons to even compare with what Russia has. That's huge. This is World War III. Our country is going down unless something happens. It's bad. So, and yeah, I mean, this is from, you know, the result of having the most satanic people housed in this country. Yeah, that's the way, that's the truth of it. So, and then the next thing I just wanted to mention that in our at backlib.org, that's BACLIB.org. We have really great stuff in the news feed, and I would encourage you to see. I mean, some of the statistics are incredible about the World Health Organization estimates. I mean, we're comparing it to some of these other where, you know, 3.7 million people have been killed. This is the worst disaster in world history to have, you know, 763 million people have COVID allegedly. And this is, you know, there, this is just World Health Organization estimates. And now they're saying there's about 7 million deaths. And that's as April 19th, 2023. And we know this is higher. They're saying 2 million of those are in this country alone. And it's pretty conclusive to me. So those are really low numbers. So it's got to be one of the biggest disasters. And that's, but yeah, go to the news feed. There's a big war also between, in the health freedom movement, between the, you know, no virus people and the, and yes, there is a virus. There's that's always coming up. But there's also an article showing there's proof of DNA in these mRNA shots. That's huge, you know, to have actual DNA in there. So anyway, without much further ado, we got to get on with our fabulous guest who's been on hold. So my esteemed guest is Dr. Mike Wittort, and he has been practicing holistic therapies since 1998, always getting better and better. In 2002, he was indicted by Lisa Madigan, the Attorney General of Illinois, for what? Practicing medicine without a license. In 2012, after 10 years in court, Dr. Mike was given his freedom and is able to go anywhere in the world to help people. And his website is wakeupwell.org. And the other, he has a couple books that he put together with, you know, these kind of things. One is Sudden Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. And so he has the PDF at wakeupwell.org, as well as there's links to articles in the toolbar. And there's another one, another PDF of a book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be Your Own Doctor. And I'm so appreciative of Doc Mike. I knew him with the Idaho Observer, and he's on a mission. He's on a mission from God to help more people. So we actually have a commercial break. I didn't want to introduce you and have you on for 3 minutes. So Mike, if you can hold on, and then I'm gonna just say, start ripping here and tell us your story, because you are one of the most fascinating men I've ever met.
Thank you very much. Real exciting to be on your show.
It is very exciting. So everyone stay tuned. You should be on the edge of your seat because this guy is fascinating.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Welcome back. So, Doc Mike, you're there, right?
Right here.
Waiting patiently. So, people want to know a little bit about you. I mean, you're one of the most amazing men I know. I mean, you go to your website and you see, oh my gosh, this guy is claiming a $50,000 reward if we cannot help you get off your prescription drugs. Call and ask for Doc Mike Wittwart. Wow. That's quite the claim. So, you know, why don't you go ahead and share with us a little bit of how you even got into this passion for helping people get off big pharma drugs and just helping people get well. I mean, were you sick, you know, at some point and you got yourself better? I mean, just share a little bit of your story.
Well, it started probably before I was 2 years old. I had a syndrome that my grandmother went through life with, and my uncle went through life with, and I was a third generation. It was a pigeon toe. My grandmother had both of her toes pigeon-toed, you know, pointed in, walked her whole life that way. My uncle, the same thing. And when I was born in 1945, I had one foot, and I don't even remember which one it was because I was so young, but when I went to get my first pair of shoes, the shoe man told my mother that there was a doctor down the street that could take care of my, this genetic thing that I had, or hereditary thing that I had. So she took me down there, from what I understand, and the doctor took a one look at it, and he took a hold of my toes and a hold of my heel, and he broke the bones in my foot to take that pigeon toe out and then put it in a cast. Well, I didn't like that, okay? I was probably crying my eyes out, and my parents, we lived with my grandmother at the time, and they sent me up to her house, or her apartment. We had like a four flat, and she started giving me candy as a, you know, just, here's a baby, maybe, you know, he wants some candy. And sure enough, my insulin spiked, and then it dropped, you know, the sugar bust, sugar blues, mm-hmm. and I went to sleep. And I'm just thinking that, you know, this is 80 years ago. She said, gee whiz, look at this. I give Mikey some candy, and he goes to sleep. He doesn't cry anymore. So every time I started crying, she probably gave me a bullseye or a M&M or some caramels or something, because she's always had candy. When I was growing up, I loved to go to Grandma's house, okay, because she always had this candy. I had a sugar addiction at a very early age, and this is what caused many, many of my problems. I flunked out of grade school, okay? I was in the dental office more than I was in school. I had mercury fillings in almost every tooth.
Oh.
By the time I got to high school, I was stealing candy from stores to keep my addiction going. And it gave me a lot of energy. I was out of control. I was compulsive. I was getting in trouble all the time. But I was an excellent athlete, and I could also play the piano. I was an accomplished pianist, played at many concerts, and I was like the advertising arm for my piano teacher. He signed me up for every concert he could find. And then these people would say, how old is this kid? You know, I was playing like, I suppose if I'd have kept up the piano, I could have been the keyboard for the Beatles. I mean, I was really talented. But
right.
It didn't happen that way. But my sugar addiction continued for years and years and years. And when I was 30, I was stupid enough to buy an old Harley, and at 10:30 at night, one night, a guy crashed into me. We're going 65 miles an hour, no helmet, impulsive, because this is what sugar does. And I've got all the stuff on my website about how dangerous sugar is. It's a toxin. It's a neurotoxin that, you know, blocks calcium. Very acidic, mm-hmm. blocks oxygen, vitamin B. It's a death of your immune system. They found this out 90 years ago.
And right.
I was hooked on this stuff. And I'm lucky I'm still alive. I did some real stupid things, you know, when too numerous to mention, just getting in trouble all the time. Drove my mom nuts. But, you know, what she would do is every summer when I was in grade school, she would send me to Grandma's for the June, July, and August. And, mm-hmm. of course, Grandma had all this ice cream and candies. My grandmother didn't know what was going on. And I'd come back wired even more than when I left from getting out of school. So that went on for years and years and years. Finally, from my motorcycle accident, by the way, I wound up with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue from that trauma. And, of course, the doctors and all these goofballs told me that there was no cause and no cure. I have the photos of my motorcycle. It was demolished, okay? And a doctor that would say, well, maybe that's what caused your fibromyalgia, or we don't know. But anyway, there's no cause, no cure. You need medications to take care of your fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. Along with when I flunked out of my first college, I flunked out of grade school, two high schools, four colleges, and got put on lithium carbonate, 1,200 milligrams a day, for 35 years. After I got out of the Navy, washed out of boot camp in the Navy, headed for Vietnam in 1965, I was traumatized there after staying awake for 8 days, and then put in psychiatric care and then drugged almost to death. I was drooling and taking these little one-inch steps for 18 months on 10 drugs, Thorazine, Stelazine, Compazine, Haldol, Ibiamatol, Cogentin, Nodular, all these psychotropics and narcotics to calm me down.
Oh, my God.
My adrenals exploded. I had this superhuman strength, and they finally got me under. And then there was a slow path to recovery. In June of 66, my psychiatrist had taken me off all these drugs because he was former Navy, and he realized that the Navy almost killed me. So he was going to help me out. And his prognosis in the fall of 1965, after I got out of the Navy, honorable discharge, with no benefits, of course, was complete recovery. And I didn't find that out for years after that when I got my medical records after 1998, when I opened my clinic and started helping people with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, autism, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, whatever it might be. And that's when Lisa Madigan crawled out of her grave on Halloween and indicted me. And 10 years in court, bankruptcy. It cost me $1 million to talk to your audience today. And God bless you for having me come up here. Now, this is so exciting for me because I had a radio show with Frankie over at AVR for 10 years with 45 million listeners a week.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But with financial...
The AVR is American Voice Radio Network out of Oregon.
Right. Okay. Patriot, another Patriot station. So,
right.
With financial things changing, I had to abandon that in 2014. December of 2014 was one of my last shows. But a lot of them are archived on my website, wakeupwell.org, at resources on the toolbar. There's about 30 shows up there before I went to jail and after I got out and got off of probation. Because during that time, I couldn't do anything that was related to health or wellness. So,
mm-hmm. Wow, what an incredible story. So, I mean, you need to write a book just on your story because that's like an incredible journey that you've been through from seriously sick and unwell to where you're at today. And you're like, you got to be in your early 80s, right?
I'm late 70s. I just turned 78 in January, but I can't wait till I'm 80. I'm going to be knocking stuff out even faster.
Yeah, you're amazing. I mean, seriously amazing. Well, you know, I do deal with a lot of health problems. I'm not nearly as well versed as you are because you have the experience. And I guess two of the biggest things is like type 1 diabetes. You know, people get, I was born with it. Well, I think they got some shots when they were infants, but, that usually starts that whole path to type 1 diabetes. So
would you like me to discuss that? I'd be happy to.
I actually want you to.
Okay, great. Type 1 diabetes is what's called childhood onset diabetes, okay? No one has ever been born with type 1 or type 2. Okay, these are acquired syndromes. God doesn't make any junk. Your kidneys, your liver, your heart, your circulatory system is all set, and your insulin from your adrenals is all set to go in your pancreas. It's mm-hmm. mint condition. What happens is the first birthday, you got cupcakes, you got candy, you got soda pop, you got cakes, pies, puddings, ketchup, French fries. All these foods that require the activity of the pancreas to control. And by the time a child's 6 or 7 or 8 years old, that's why it's called childhood onset, and they differentiate it from type 2 diabetes because that is also acquired. People in their 30s, 40s, 50s finally get into fatigue or obesity or something like that. They go to a doctor. Their blood sugar is 200, 300, 400, 500, something like that. Boom! Immediately on insulin instead of their doctor oath to do no harm, help this person change their lifestyle and get off of all these refined sugars. It's that simple. There is no diabetes out there, okay? Diabetes, when you translate it from the Latin or Greek, is sweet urine. diabetes, okay? And back in 1936, they were curing millions of cases of diabetes. After the crash, a lot of geniuses came out of the woodwork. Dr. Warburg, or Otto Warburg, with his research on sugar, okay? That's why there are so many heart attacks out there, because the first thing he found in his research on refined sugar was that it blocked the absorption of calcium. And on my website is a link on my homepage and some other places too. Sugar, you just love your children to death. Sugar, uh-huh. Refined sugar, processed sugar, blocks calcium. It lowers oxygen. It's extremely acidic. It is a death of the immune system, and it lowers vitamin B, which is needed in the liver and the brain to function for digestion. Have a nice day. And what he didn't cover, but I have been covering since 1998, is what it does to the heart. The heart is a two-stage calcium pump. It takes the blood from the lungs, takes it to the other chamber, and then puts it into your arterial system. Well, if you have some sweet treats, you're drinking pop every day, you're having candies every day, bread, all where all these sugar-laden foods are, what happens is a little bit of the heart starts going in the toilet, along with your calcium reserves, your bones, your teeth, nails, your hair. All these are being depleted, along with your oxygen, immune system, vitamin B, and so on. Okay? So you're on this death march with refined sugar. And I've got this jihad against the sugar companies. If I had enough dynamite, I'd start going around blowing up these companies. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Mountain Dew, all these fake sugars, like Rumsfeld with his aspartame and NutraSweet, Coca-Cola with aspartame. It's a total nightmare. And
It is.
They approve aspartame for diabetics. It only makes it worse. They put on weight.
Of course.
And so on. You know, it's a real total nightmare. Go ahead.
And you realize that Betty Martini passed away recently by submitting to the medical profession. She actually allowed them to put some pork parts into her when she was suffering from a broken heart from losing her husband. So it's a long story, but I was so sick to see that we lost Betty Martini, who was, you know, the main woman out there fighting against the use of aspartame for, you know, people that are ill and wanting to lose weight, people that are diabetic. It's the worst thing. It exacerbates the problem. So, you know, I have some people say that, you know, people that have either type 1 or type 2 diabetes, they're deficient in chromium and vanadium.
Yes. And the best, one of the best things is cinnamon for replacing those, okay? Cyanocobalamin and so on is in there. But the main thing is, because sugar is so addictive, it is an endorphin. It goes straight from your tongue, straight to your brain, and the brain says, give me more of this. This stuff is really nice. Look at all the energy I have. And what happens with obese people? Because they're lugging around all this water and fat a lot of times, okay, is that their energy levels are very low. It's taxing to be dragging around 50, 60, 100, 200 pounds of weight, unnecessary
Absolutely.
Weight. So they take this sugar, it gives them energy, and they can, you know, they can function. But it just makes their condition worse. The insulin spikes and then drops. It's just a total nightmare of refined sugar. And these sugar companies are extremely powerful. They're down in Washington with their, these people that what do they call them, that you know, try to further their financial, you know, what do they call these people that
they're investors, they're stocks.
You know, yeah, but that, I mean, I'm talking about the people that have the $100 bills for the, For the politicians.
Oh, right, the lobbyists.
The lobbyists.
We have a break. We have a break coming up, Mike. But
okay.
Yeah, no, that is fascinating to me, really fascinating, because everyone's noticed that sugar, at my age anyway, how sweets increased in sugar content. They got sickeningly sweet. Anyway, I mean, to where they are today, it's like you can't even take a bite without... Ugh. Okay, stay tuned, stay tuned. Stay tuned, we're going to come up back right after the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The top of the hour. So yeah, there are so many things that are affecting people today, but yeah, all kinds of sugars. I know several people, Doc Mike, that actually that's one of the things they believe is so important, is that you cut out all sugars. Say, you know, if you want to sweeten something, you might do a little bit of honey, but generally just fruit. You know, just don't do sweets at all.
Where I was going with it, you want your complex sugars. These were in the Garden of Eden. God gave us these berries and fruits and melons. And then, of course, your leafy greens and all the vegetables, all the root vegetables, beets and so on. These are God's foods, the stuff that the corporations bastardized, sugar, salt, and fats, your trans fats for deep frying, french fries, shrimps, mushrooms.
Right.
Sodium chloride, which is a chemical, very disastrous, as opposed to sea salt. And your sugars, of course, the aspartame, your fake sugars, and processed sugar. The history of that is on my YouTube channel, my M channel. I just found out today, I was looking at YouTube, it looks like they took down my D channel, which was how to reduce anxiety and stress. I'm going to have to find out what happened to that. It's embedded on my website in a couple of places, at web videos, and on my disclaimer page. It's a therapy. It was a miasm work that I use on a lot of my patients when I'm reducing stress. So,
wow.
The sugar thing, it's worldwide. There's no, except maybe your blue zones where they don't allow sugar. They know how toxic it is, so it's probably not there. But your blue zones where people live to be 125, 135, 150 routinely, and very healthy, very vital. They don't do a lot of sugar, believe me. They probably don't have a word for diabetes because nobody's ever had it, along with cancer and arthritis and cholesterol and the five big killers.
Right. I mean, even the Hunzas, were always celebrated as being very healthy people. They did eat meat, but like maybe once or twice. I mean, they didn't eat a lot. And they didn't have any refined sugar or anything. They did fruit, and apricots and, all kinds of stuff. So they ate fruit. But like, if people are trying to wean themselves from sugar, what do you think of dates? I mean, I think dates are great. They, just do a date, when you want to have a sugar fix, right?
Yes, or a fig.
Yep. Okay, well, we're at the top of the hour, just about. So we have another commercial break, and then we'll have a long segment before we take callers. So hold on. You're listening to Doc Mike.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.